Welcome to Conversations with Pastor Russ. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message. Here's Pastor Russ.
Right on.
We're live. We're live as live can be. So here we are at, but really, we thank you for joining us. Hey, if you could just either hit share. Can you do share on this?
You sure can.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I just did that on Life Radio's page.
Sweet. He's so tech savvy. I have to ask Ruben about the
That's what I'm here
stuff.
For.
That's what you're
just
here
keeping
for.
You young, man.
Keeping me young. Awesome. And we're just glad that you joined us. Hit share. Invite somebody to jump in because today we're going to talk about resolutions.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking. Forget that. I already tanked. I saw on Facebook the other day, someone said, it was the day after New Year's. Somebody said, I already messed up. 2020 is my year.
Come on, somebody. Keep your eyes focused.
So,
keep 2020,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you don't really have to wait a whole nother year. But we want to talk about resolves and what are the kind of resolves that we really need to think about. And we want to talk about our body. We want to talk about being generous. And we want to talk a little bit about willpower versus God's power.
Right.
But we're going to jump into this today and talk about first about resolutions. So any thoughts on resolutions?
Yeah. I think sometimes we can start hating on resolutions or people who put out resolutions because of a number of reasons. And I think they're all kind of half-baked, if I'm being completely honest, because if I'm trying to live my life as intentional as I can for Jesus, then what's the problem with me being able to set certain goals so that I can live that out, right?
Yeah, and if we mess up, and often we do, we don't have to wait till January 1st, 2020 to start over.
Right, you just pick it up, right? His mercies are new for me every morning.
Exactly. Let's go to probably one of the greatest... most popular resolutions, which is
physical fitness, losing some weight,
getting in shape. Yeah. I resolved to buy bigger clothes. No, not really.
I guess that's your easier option, huh?
Yeah. But no, really. Most people talk about, well, I want to lose 5 pounds. I want to lose 10 pounds. And we can look at that. And that's a great resolution.
Yeah.
But there's more to that than just looking all bougie and slimming down and looking good. There's more to that.
Right.
And what I'd like to toss out to talk about is, well, there's three T's that preachers talk about. Your time, your talent, your treasure. That's all. How many have heard sermons about that? Time, talent, treasure.
Right.
But the T that we forget is the temple.
Come on.
And taking care of the temple.
I feel like you've preached that before. That came out too easy, man.
Yeah. it's running my archive sermons.
Right.
You know what? But I have talked about it. And we talked about it at the fountain here when we did our transformation.
Right.
I think Pastor Matt talked about the temple.
Yeah, and taking care of your physical health and everything.
So here's what the Bible says. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So let's talk about that a little bit. And in light of, and I know there's two sides of the coin. We can look at it as either, well, I want to look all good.
Right.
And nothing wrong with looking good.
Right.
But, or a higher goal is, I may want to lose 5 or 10 or 20 pounds because you know what? Because my body's the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And in 1 Corinthians 6:19, I want to kick verse 20 to you because verse 19 is the popular one.
Right.
It says, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Verse 20 says, therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Which belong to God. Yep.
You know, I think a lot of times we think that, well, I'm going to glorify God in my spirit. You know, I'm going to get close to God. But there's a scripture that says we are to glorify God with our body, because that belongs to him as well.
Right, right. It's one of those things that, you know, like, we... it sounds nice, and you know, and if we're giving all of this the proper context, right? Paul is all talking about just sexual immorality and all of this other stuff.
That's right. That's right.
But I don't think it's wrong whatsoever for us to be able to look at this scripture and be able to say that God wants me to honor Him with my body in all things, in all cases, right? I think that it's one of those things that we really need to pay attention to, because it's easy for us to just pin it up against and say, like, all right, I'm holy enough. I'm holy enough if I can just make sure that I'm honoring God in my spirit. But the scripture says to honor God both in your spirit and in your body, which are God's. They belong to God.
Belongs to God. So I don't know how many people had a resolution to lose some weight, but let's back up a little bit here, because that you're right. In that proper context, Paul is talking about sexual immorality.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever if we engage in any sexuality,
right,
homosexuality, heterosexuality, anytime we are engaged in any sexual conduct outside of marriage,
right,
we're really dishonoring God,
mm-hmm,
with our body.
Right. Right.
And there's another scripture that says that all sin that we do is outside the body, but when we sin sexually, we are sinning with our body.
That's right.
And when you think about it, that if we're a believer and our body, think about it, is the temple of the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm,
you know, then I have no business, you know, in between the sheets with somebody,
right,
that's not my spouse.
Right, for sure.
And that dishonors God.
Absolutely. And in what we're talking about, I think that it's easy if I want to justify my way of not wanting to be able to walk a little bit more, take care of myself, I can justify it away and be able to say, okay, well, that scripture's only when talking about sexual morality and everything. But I think that it's pretty fair that we look through scripture, how God wants us to be able to honor Him with all of these different parts of ourselves. Right?
Even in our eating. I mean, you think about it.
Absolutely.
Now, in the New Testament, when Peter had the vision, everything is clean to eat. But God was very specific in the Old Testament about
right,
what they ate,
right,
and their diet.
Right.
So let's think about that for just a minute, that my body, if you're a believer, then your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Let's honor God with our body. And you know what? Even if you've tanked and your resolutions, you just messed up on everything, whether it was even sexuality,
right,
or maybe you wanted to get more fit and trim, God is a God of another chance all
right,
the time.
We're only 10 days in, guys. It's
yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't count the other 355 days because you missed the first 10. You have 355 days still, and that's with any resolution that you set, right?
So as we get into the new year, I'd like you to really think about this, honoring God with my body. That this is more than just looking all slim, fit, and trim,
right,
and getting into a, you know, size smaller dress,
right,
or double zero jeans. I don't know if anybody's really trying to go there, but let's think beyond that. Let's think about, I'm honoring God with my body. I'm going to tell you something. I've been in ministry now 32 years. We added it up. I have done way over 100 funerals. I don't know what the count is, but it's probably pushing 200 funerals.
Right.
And you want to know what? I've never buried an old, overweight person.
Hmm. Okay.
Which means if we don't take care of the temple, we die young.
Right. And again, it's not this idea of like we're sitting here trying to shame anybody whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Again, we're trying to go back to, I want to be able to honor God with all of the things that He's given me.
Yeah.
He's given me the body that I have. I want to be able to honor God with those things. And we were talking about it when we were preparing and everything, that one of the things is that we get so accustomed to, okay, well, I'm going to, even with the best intentions of, I'm going to make this a resolution so I can honor God by taking care of myself a little bit more. And then we say, I'm going to go to the gym for 3 hours. Easy, guy. Like, take a breath for a second.
You haven't been in the gym for 3 years.
Right. The last time you ran is when your coach back in high school was telling you to do laps around the gym. Like, calm down. It's okay. You know, it's all a process for us to be able to start something. Because you know what? If tomorrow I wake up and I say, I hate cardio. I cannot stand cardio.
I love cardio.
You run all of the time and blessings on you, my friend. I hate it. Today, I tried to run for like the first time in a really long time. I could run for 2 consecutive minutes and then I had to pause. I ran another 2 consecutive minutes. So take that. So a total of like 5 whole minutes running plus a little bit of walking that I did afterwards. But I hate cardio so much. And my point is that today I started at 5 minutes just walk running. Tomorrow, let me just go 6 minutes. Yeah. Right? Let me start slow because at the end of the day, I want to be able to honor God with my body and I want to be able to take care of the temple that he has given me, and I could just start small. I don't have to be able to conquer the world tomorrow.
Good.
I could just start small.
Yeah. And you know, I think maybe let's look at the resolution, because there's so many people watching the show today or listening to the show in their car,
right,
at their office, wherever. Probably at least half have said, I'm going to lose 5 pounds. I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to lose 20 pounds.
Right.
How about we flip the resolution? Mm-hmm. Instead of how much weight do I want to lose, how about we go at it this way? Here's my resolution. I want to honor God with my body.
Yeah. And then that plays itself out.
And that plays itself out.
And that plays itself out of instead of, you know, when I go to Panera and they ask me, what do I want for a side? Instead of getting the bag of chips or the loaf of bread like I want, maybe I just get the apple instead. Right? Like, that's just the small step. Yeah. And I honored God with my lunch today.
And you know, yes. And you know what I heard? Look, you know what? If anybody's going to sit out there and think, I'm never eating pizza again, I'm never going to eat sour cream and onion chips again.
Yeah.
We don't. We that's only the, you know, super people can do that.
Pizza is from heaven, if you ask me.
I think it is.
Pizza, Chick-fil-A.
You know what I heard someone say recently? If you eat clean 85% of the time, then 15% of the time you go for whatever else.
Right. You don't have to kill yourself.
You don't have to be a freak.
Yeah, you don't have to try to kill yourself in all of these things, because people, you know, they do the thing of like, I'm going to eat no carbs. There should be no carbs in my diet. Cool if you have that kind of self-control and everything, but like, carbs are in everything, you know what I mean? So maybe if we just take a little bit of a break and say, okay, you know what, Sunday through Friday, I'm gonna go and I'm not gonna eat